in verse 28. Om Lakshmi Dara Kade Sukti. Lakshmi, I'm sorry. Om Lakshmi Tara Kave Sukti Sharadam Boja Sambrataha Sharadam Boja Sambrataha Advaita Makarandoyam Advaita Makarandoyam Vidvat Bringar Nipiyatam Vidvat Bringar Nipiyatam. Lakshmi Dara Kavehe. Lakshmi Dara is the name of the author of this book, Lakshmi Dara. Mm-hmm. A kavi, you know, a kavi is, he says in the Bhasha, asau kavi. Kavi is one who is like a rishi in a way, one who is a sarvajnaha, one who, sarvajnaha, well, let me just explain this. For a kavi, it means one who sees almost in a mystical way, into the future and into the past. So sometimes that's how a kavi, one who has distance vision beyond this time and space, that's one way kavi is used. It's also sometimes just means a poet. And sometimes it means one who is a sarvajnaha. Sarvajnaha, there's two terms, sarvajnaha and sarvavit. When we put these two terms together, the sarvajna Ishwara, for instance, is both a sarvajnaha and a sarvavit. Sarvajnaha means has knowledge of the whole, the truth, satyam mitya. So Ishwara is a sarvajnaha, means knows the truth of everything, satyam mitya. The jnani is also a sarvajnaha, because knows the truth of everything, in the same way that Ishwara does. But Ishwara is also a sarvavit, means knows everything in detail. Like, for instance, the whole Maya Upadi, the entire Maya Upadi is known to Ishwara, right? Because it's like an infinite mind. Like if you were to have a thought of a universe, the universe, that whole universe, which is your vritti, would be known to you because the whole thing is your Upadi, the, you know, the manas, the Upadi of your antakarna. For Ishwara's Upadi, it's the whole creation. So the whole creation in every aspect is known, is the whole Upadi itself is known. That's sarvavit. So we're not sarvavits, right? We're only sarvavits in reference to the any vritti in our mind. But we're not sarvavits to the whole. But so here the kavihi here, by according to the Bhashyakara, is one who is a sarvajnaha. Means one who has atmajnanam, one who has self-knowledge, right? And sometimes it's kranta darshi, one who sees a long distance, so has that, can see into the future. Sometimes kavi is used like that. So anyway, take this as the kavehe, the one Lakshmi Dara, who is a jnani, who has knowledge. So of, this is in the genitive, of Lakshmi Dara, the kavi, of the kavi, the of the kavi, who is Lakshmi Dara, right? Of this sage, of this sage known as Lakshmi Dara, Lakshmi Dara Kavehe. Sukti are beautiful verses. Ukti means that which is said. Ukti is a statement. Su is a beautiful statement. So sukti. So these beautiful verses. Sharad means autumn. The autumn, the, you know, like the summer, spring, summer, autumn. So the autumn. Amboja, born in the water. Amboja is a name for a lotus, like autumnal lotuses. Sambritaha. So this compound, sukti, sharad, sharad, amboja, sambritaha, produced, reading backwards, produced by the autumnal lotuses, which are these beautiful verses. So the autumnal lotuses are like a metaphor, you know, for the beautiful verses. The suktis are the autumnal lotuses. So by those, that which is produced by the autumnal lotuses, which are these beautiful verses of the kavi Lakshmi Dara.
Why is it autumn?
No, I don't know. Oh, it's just okay. Maybe that's a beautiful time when the lotuses are in blossom.
Oh, I can. Okay. Okay.
It's just an image.
Filled with honey.
Yeah, maybe at this time they're filled with honey in the autumn. Yeah, maybe so.
Lotuses have honey?
Well, we'll see.
It's a poetic license.
Well, it's not just honey, though. Nectar.
Nectar.
Okay. Nectar. Okay.
Well,
so this sukti, shuddered, amboja sambritaha, made or produced by these beautiful verses, by the autumnal lotuses of these, which are these beautiful verses of Lakshmi Dada Kavi. Okay, then it says, what is produced then? So this whole compound is just an adjectival compound. Sambritaha is a PPP. So any produced. So what is produced? Advaita makarandaha ayam. Ayam means this. Advaita makaranda. Makaranda means like nectar or honey. Okay. So we'll say nectar. The advaita makaranda, the nectar which is the advaita. In English you'd say the nectar of advaita, but this is the in a karmadarya it's the nectar is the advaita, right? So in English we'd say this advaita makaranda, this nectar of the non-duality, which is produced by these autumnal lotuses in the form of these beautiful verses of Lakshmi Dada Kavi. Okay? And then, what? Vidvat Bringaihi. Vidvat are the wise people, the wise men, wise women, wise people, sages. Bringaihi. By the bees, in the form of the Vidvads, Vidvans, those who have knowledge. So by the bees, who are the Vidvans, Nipiyatam, imperative, may this imperative third person, singular, passive imperative.
Wow.
Okay.
Could you repeat that?
No. May this nectar of Advaita be drunk, be consumed, be absorbed by the bees, which are the Vidvans, the sages, the jnanis, the mumukshas, by the bees of the Vidvans. May this nectar of Advaita, which is produced by the beautiful verses in the form of autumnal lotuses of Lakshmi Dada, may they be drunk, absorbed, enjoyed. Consumed means absorbed in, consumed by the bringas, by the bees of the Vidvans, by the bees in the form of the Vidvans, those who have knowledge. Right? That's the prayer for this. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Let's chant it. Repeat after me. Lakshmi Tara Kave Sukti. Lakshmi Dhara Kave Sukti Sharad Amboja Sambritaha Sharad Amboja Sambritaha Advaita Makarandoyam Advaitam Makarandoyam Vidvad Bringar Nipiyatam Vidvad Bringar Nipiyatam Lakshmi Dhara Kave Sukti Lakshmi Dhara Kave Sukti Sharad Amboja Sambritaha Sharad Amboja Sambritaha Advaita Makarandoyam Advaita Makarandoyam Vidvad Bringar Nipiyatam Vidvad Bringar Nipiyatam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.